there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. My name's Elizabeth, and this week's episode is going to be talking to some more Aaron fans. We all have our own Aaron story of what connected us to him, what first introduced us to him and his talents and all of his work, and stories that have like kept us going in following his career all these years. And what I love so much about connecting with others and doing these episodes and being to hear the stories is that none of them are the same. Like, sure, there might be works that were similar that first drew us in, but the impact of his work is different for everybody. And everybody has their own memories with Aaron. And I just love doing these episodes and being able to connect and hear Aaron's stories from others, because it's so significant. And it's not always something that we can like share with others who may not get it. They may not understand the impact. So being able to talk with those who do just makes it so much more meaningful. So for today's episode, I'm speaking with two Aaron fans, Lisa and Francine. And I've had the chance to hear their stories. I've had the chance to meet both of them in person on a few occasions. And Lisa and I actually ended up sitting in the same row for Aaron's final show in Moulin Rouge back in October. So like, it's just these connections and making this little corner of the internet just come to life. I love it so much. And I hope you love hearing their stories as much as I did. And up first is Lisa. So Lisa, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with me today and share more of your Aaron story. I know we've had like brief interactions in New York, like at different shows. We've been to a lot of events, but maybe haven't connected. So it's going to be fun to talk to you today and hear more of what drew you into this world that we live in now.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be talking to you about this, because everybody loves to have an Aaron story and talk about an Aaron story.
So. Absolutely. But I'm really just going to turn it over to you. Like, what was it? What was the first thing that you saw or the first thing that you heard? Like, what made you be like, oh my God, I'm in?
So going way back, I have always been a Les Mis fan. I've seen it on Broadway a bunch of times. I think the first time I saw it was like way back in 1995. So long time Les Mis fan. So when they were making the movie, I was very excited to go see it. And let me preface that by saying, too, I've always been an Enjolras fan, because usually when he's in a show, it's usually a good looking guy always plays him. You know, like Maris is kind of whatever, but like Enjolras is usually a good, strong character and a good looking guy. So I was anxious to see. I didn't do a lot of prep before. I knew Hugh Jackman. I knew the stars, but didn't do a lot of prep before. So it was New Year's Day. I guess that's 2013, because I think it came out 2012. My twins were 2.5. So I was very thankful to get out of the house for a few hours on New Year's Day to go see this movie. And I had to stay to the end because I had to find out through the credits, like what his name was. I saw him on the screen and I was like, that guy's amazing. Who is that guy? He's great. He stood out to me in the film. And also Hadley Frazier, who plays the general that actually shoots him. Both of those guys really stood out to me in that movie. And I was like, who is that guy? So I remembered his name because it's a unique name. And, it was always kind of in my head. After that, you know, life, raising kids, not really thinking too much about it, not really going to Broadway shows and things like that, because doing a lot of other parenting things. Yes. About maybe a year later, I'm at a friend's house and they have Gossip Girl on in the background, which is a show I never watched. I mean, during this period, I was not watching TV at all. And he's on the screen and I'm like, I know that guy. No, I know that guy. And of course, he looks totally different than he did in the movie. And I'm like, but I know him. And of course, waited to the end, saw the name. Yes, I know that guy. And again, life. And then Grease Live comes on. And I'm like,
Yes.
that's that guy. I love that guy. He's great. I can't wait to watch this show. So it was always the name. It was always that last name. It was always debate that I was like, I know him. And then Grease Live happens. And again, life until the announcement for Moulin Rouge. And I always loved Moulin Rouge. I loved that movie so much. I listened to that soundtrack constantly. I mean, and Roxanne in the movie was always my favorite part. So I was so excited. And when the announcement came out and when he was doing it, and when the critic, I forget his name, said this was the role that Aaron was born to play, I was like, sign me up. I'm there. But of course, it was in Boston and things like that. And I wasn't, prepared to do that kind of thing. But once it came to Broadway, I was like, we gotta go, we gotta go. Talking to my friends, talking to my sister, we have to go, we have to go. And we're like, okay, fine, we'll go in the spring. We'll go in the spring when the weather's nice, we'll go in the spring. And of course, COVID.
Yes.
So I think it was when it was announced about Moulin Rouge coming to Broadway. So like I'm not even sure if I was aware. I'm not sure how aware I was of Boston, but it was definitely when it was coming to Broadway that I was totally signed up. And that's when I think I started following Aaron on Instagram. Not that there was much Instagram to be seen, but I did follow him then. And then when COVID hit, I saw his post of him having COVID. And I was like, oh my God, you didn't know how serious things were back then. And, everything shut down. And during COVID, I felt like he was pretty not active, but like there was a lot of interviews that was happening. I saw an interview with him and Ricky and Saw that they did. And so there was stuff happening. So I was That's
Right.
kind of when I got really, really fully signed up and started watching the YouTube videos and watching the interviews and then watching Graceland and all of that. So that really kind of, and then they opened up again and I started watching the Ricky Lives and all of those things. And my favorite Aaron character is Aaron, like watching him do his thing with Ricky on the Ricky Lives. Like that's really what made me think that he was just so amazing. Just watching him doing those things. And then I didn't, because of COVID and a couple mishaps, I didn't get to see him till that very last weekend before he left. And
Okay.
I was happy that I finally got to see him. Not, I mean, only half hoping that he'd ever come back. And then once he announced that he was coming back, I was like, sign me up. And it was very happy. I was very happy. It was great. I went a bunch of times that time. I went a bunch of times this time. I got to see Sweeney a bunch of times. So it's been really, it's been good. And it's been a good year. 2024 has been a good year to be an Aaron fan.
Oh my
So,
gosh, has it ever?
yeah.
That's
It
crazy.
has.
Was his last show your first show, or was it just that weekend?
So it was my first show. It was the Saturday matinee. So I went to the Saturday matinee, and it was amazing. Like I knew that I wouldn't be able to go. Like oh, I'll tell you exactly why. That was Mother's Day. It seems like his last
Yes.
show at everything is a holiday
Yes.
or is something in my family. Like this year, it was October 13th. That's my oldest daughter's birthday, so I had to kind of get permission to go. I think another time was like May 5th, might have been my twin's birthday. So a lot of the things that he's ended in, it's either been Mother's Day, Easter, or something for me. So this past time was the last time I saw him in this final show. So after that matinee, I was like running home to prep because I host Mother's Day brunch. So I was running home to prep, listening to the last Ricky Live that we thought was going to be the last Ricky Live, and listening to that and kind of, doing all that.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you're right. It has definitely been like Mother's Day, Easter, the 13th, the 12th. I wanted to go to his final snob, but that was my daughter's birthday. So then we went. But then, like, I'm so glad that It worked because he ended up doing the chandelier thing at his last show and not his, and like, I'm still
I
not
know.
over
I know.
it.
I'm not either. I'm not either. So yeah. And one of the things that's been just so great about it is meeting everyone and seeing these people over and over again and interacting with them and knowing that we all have this kind of common bond where we, respect and appreciate and, really enjoy everything that he does.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so funny to me, like, because you say that we have like this common bond, we can connect. There were so many times this past time that even with Sweeney, that there were times where people were there for Joe Locke, you know what I mean? Where they were there for JoJo. And there were times for Moulin Rouge where I'm in line for the bathroom and they're talking about JoJo and they're like, and who's Christian? What? Like, what do you mean? So it's like you forget, you're like, oh, there is like other people who aren't obsessed with this, like, which is like funny.
It is.
But so have you seen, you've seen Graceland, have you watched Braindead, have you watched all the Schmigadoon, have you watched all of his other
I've
projects?
watched all of Schmigadoon, which I loved. I watched the first couple of episodes of Braindead, and the bug thing, it kind of freaked me out. Like, and whatever streaming service it was on, they took it off, like in the middle of me watching it. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's meant to be. I don't know if I can handle it. I've watched a bunch of the movies, Undrafted, and of course, my favorite is One Royal Holiday, of course, because
Oh, I love it.
So I'll be signing up for MGM Plus to watch that, and I've watched pretty much most things. I didn't watch American Horror Story because I couldn't deal
You
with that
didn't?
either. No, I
Oh.
was afraid. I was afraid.
Yeah, I did it for him, just those episodes during the day and like, but his one, the one when he's Jay, when he's the father, my son's name is Jacob, and
Oh, okay.
his character's son is named Jacob. So that was like, ugh. But yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, he's so good.
I
Like, he's the only reason I won't watch it again, and I won't seek out other horror
know.
unless he's in it. But yes.
I know, but
So this past July, did you get to go to his Ricky Live like with Ricky this time?
I didn't. Only because not only because I'm trying to I think because I had just done Cafe Carlyle
That was my next
that
question, if you
I
saw
was
that.
yeah, I had just done Cafe Carlyle and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed the Ricky Live show the last time I went when he wasn't able to show up. So I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna go or not. And I was kind of trying to bide my time a little bit and see what else was happening. And so I kind of like deferred to Cafe Carlyle instead. So, which was amazing. I mean, it was so amazing. It's probably my favorite concert that he's done. Yeah, I just the setting, the songs, the yeah, it was really that was a really special night.
That really was. When did you see that?
I saw
Like
it
what?
June 19th because the next day he announced that he was coming back to Moulin Rouge.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That was
It
why
was
that was
so
such a wild
crazy.
time.
It was so crazy. It was so crazy. And So it's crazy. It was great. Really great.
Are you going to be able to, are you going to his December concert
I
or
am.
January?
I'm going in December. So I'm pretty excited about that. I was not originally going in December, or the July show because we were on vacation. So I, but somebody had an extra ticket, so I'm going. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I'm going in May as well. So I'm pretty excited about that. So that's gonna be. So I'm hoping that December will be some Christmas songs. That's what I'm hoping. We'll see.
That would be amazing if he brought those back. Like,
I know.
I hope he does,
I
being
hope
that
so
close to
too.
Christmas, but
Right. And having those two things made the end of Moulin Rouge a little bit better. So like I know something else is happening in the future that,
I'm not able to go in December. Just the timing
Of
is
course,
a
it's
little
tough
bit too
timing.
crazy now. So like as it's getting closer, I'm like, ugh, like bummed, but I'm gonna be living through everybody that is there, and it's he's gonna be incredible. And the venue looks really cool. So
So
yeah, it just looks
So turn on One Royal Holiday, watch
Yes.
that, and you'll be fine.
Yes, absolutely. So for his run this time, did you have like a favorite moment? Like with him, what were some of your
I have a
favorite
favorite
highlights?
day. I have a
Oh,
favorite
okay.
day. So
Great.
I was able to go sit in the can in the first row right next to I think it was Julie that day, doing the orchestration. And I went by myself. It was September 11th. It was the matinee. I went by myself. So I had no distractions. And I sat there in the front in the can-can. And I felt like I tuned everyone out. And I felt like I was just there with Aaron and JoJo. It
Yes.
was so like during Come What May, during Roxanne. I mean, it was amazing. And I usually prefer to sit on the left side of the stage, but I was on the right side. And I just, it was really amazing. It was such an amazing time. That was my second time sitting in Can Can. But to me, it was just a special day. I went in by myself. It was a beautiful day. I took my time getting there. I had a little snack. I mean, it was just like a perfect me day. And so that was definitely my favorite. I think my favorite overall time of Moulin Rouge. I first That Saturday before he left was my first snob, believe it or not, because I had always gone matinees or during the week or things like that. So that was my first snob, and that was my first time sitting in the mezzanine, which was also great. It was a different experience, so I really did enjoy that. Obviously, the last night with the chandelier, Roxanne was amazing.
Yes.
And I would have to say, like, I couldn't go the first night he was back, but I went that Wednesday matinee. So the second day that he was back, and that was a pretty special day too, just to be back there and walk in, and it's an experience. It's an experience to go. So
It really is, yeah.
and I loved
Absolutely.
JoJo, who I really knew nothing about. And I really did love her, so I thought that was great.
I did too. She's such a powerhouse. I remember the first, because I was in the mezzanine for his first show, and she came down. When she came down, like I didn't breathe. Like she was stunning. And I love that moment when Christian's in the box and like he waves to her. So it's just like trying to watch both of them in that moment was, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. She was so beautiful.
She was really great. I was really impressed with her. I really enjoyed it.
And then the energy for his last show, like it, if you weren't in there, you just don't get it. Like I understand like the comments from like outsiders are like, they're screaming, you can't hear him. I'm like, you don't understand. Like no one else in there was like bothered by it because
No, because
it
we were
was,
all in it.
yeah, everybody was in it. Like, and just after he finished the chandelier, like there were people behind me that stood up to cheer. It was just like all bets are off, like we're going nuts. Like, I can't believe this happened.
It was really amazing. I was so happy I've been there for that.
Oh my gosh, I know. I know. I can't believe it. All right. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, just like kind of rapid fire, see what you think. But let's see. So what is an Aaron cover from like a concert that you could listen to again and again and never get tired of?
I love Runaway With Me.
Oh, okay.
I love that song so much. I love it. I've only seen him do it in that one YouTube clip, and it's on his album too. But I love him. That's so good.
That's a lot of people's favorite. Like that would be a good one
Is
for him
it?
to
Yeah,
bring
bring it
back.
back. Bring it
Bring it
back.
back. Yes.
I love that one.
Yes. Do you have a favorite story that Aaron has shared at a concert? Like how he intermixes his stories?
What is my favorite story? I did write that down somewhere because I was thinking about my favorite story. My favorite story. I think it is. I really like the story that he tells in. I really like the story that he told at the Bushnell about auditioning and having to dance and do the dance around when you're
Yes.
I that
His
that
spot
one I think
turns.
was
Yes.
really funny. I thought that's really kind of my favorite story.
Oh my God. He
I
was in
just thought
rare
it was so
form.
fun. He really was, and it was a pretty exciting show because he was and when he was like, what the HEL or something, it's just so funny. It just makes me laugh every time I think about it. All around that show was pretty funny, but I really enjoyed him dancing around, showing, demonstrating how he lost the audition because he couldn't do that particular dance.
Yes.
So
And
it was
that's
really
so
funny.
funny now because we see him dance now. We're like, what? He's
He's
an
amazing.
all-star.
Like, yeah, he's amazing. So, yeah, it is kind of a funny thing. So I think that's my favorite story.
And then Aaron takes his iced Americanos black. I know you drink coffee. How do you take your coffee?
So my coffee is just with almond milk, with
Okay.
like usually almond milk creamer, or if it's iced, just plain almond milk. So, yeah, I can't go black. A black iced Americano is a little too
Is it too
strong
much?
for me. Too much for me.
Too much. All right. And one more. If you could ask Aaron one question about his career, what would it be?
It's gonna sound crazy, but I really think I would ask him. I think I would ask him about performing at Yankee Stadium
Okay.
because it's such a large crowd. And the Star Spangled Banner, and he's done both, did
Right.
God Bless America. The Star Spangled Banner is a hard song to sing. I mean, he does it beautifully, but it's not an easy song to sing. And it is so many people. And I think the pressure of that has to be because he said about the Academy Awards that it wasn't too bad because of the Tony Awards. So he didn't have too much stress, it seemed like, for that. But I feel like, singing at Yankee Stadium, especially when you are a Yankee fan and your heart is in it and the game is, I think it takes a lot to do that. So I'd be curious how he approached that and if it was nerve-wracking for him at all. Although he's pretty cool most of the time, so
He is.
I
Yeah,
feel like he's probably okay, but.
and even singing that, and there's people, you see the pictures of him, there's cameras right in his face, like right
Yeah,
there. Like,
right
oh my
there.
goodness. Like, what do you look at? What do you focus on when that's happening? Yeah, I'm sure he just loves being in that space too.
I'm
So that's
sure.
got to be
I'm sure. Yeah.
amazing.
So I'd ask him that and like, when are we getting another album or a Christmas album or one of those.
Yes. Okay. But thank you so much. Like, this was fun to
Yeah,
learn
thank you
more
so much.
about. Yes. And I'm glad to hear, like, Les Mis was your intro to him. That was mine too. So.
I mean, it was, yeah. And again, I feel like I kind of got off the track for a little while, but then got back on later on. But he was always there in the background. He was always there in the background. So,
And I
yeah.
loved hearing his Les Mis story, like audition stories at Cafe
Oh,
Carlyle when.
yes. That was great too.
He's
That was
like, I
great
have to
too.
be in there. Nobody asked for my audition. I just did it. And I'm like, good for you. Like,
And I think it was the perfect part for him. And I think it was
yes.
perfect that he was like the Broadway representation there. And yeah, and when I talk to people about Aaron, they don't know who he is sometimes until I say, oh, he was in a Les Mis movie, and
Yes.
then that's kind of my group, that's kind of where they recognize.
Okay. Yeah, it's either Les Mis or even now, like all these years later, you post something and they're like, Tripp Vanderbilt, is
Yeah.
that you?
Yes,
I'm
I was never a Gossip
like,
Girl fan, so I never really watched it,
No,
but
I didn't either. No.
but yeah, isn't that funny? That's
Yes,
great.
definitely.
So yeah.
But yes, can't wait to hear what you think of his concert in December
Yes.
and find out more about that. But are you doing the meet and greet too? Yes.
I am. So a little nerve-wracking, but it'll be
Oh,
okay.
he makes it easy.
He does.
He makes it so easy.
He does.
But thank you
All
so
right.
much. This was
Thank
fun.
you. Okay. It was fun. Thank you for having me. It was great.
I also had the opportunity to talk with Francine for this episode and just wanted to preface it by saying that during some of the recording, the connection between us was a little spotty, so there might be some moments where there is a little bit of delay or speech is a little bit slower, but we did our absolute best. It still came together. We still have Francine's story and her memories with Aaron, but just wanted to preface it that there will be some audio delays.
Okay,
And Francine, thank you so much for talking with me today. I know we have talked a lot over the past like year or so just through Instagram. We finally met in person for the first time this summer at Ricky Live, but I'm excited to hear more of your Aaron story and just how you got on to this crazy journey that is his career. But I don't know. Let's hear. How did you find him? What got you started? Like, what was the first thing you saw him? And what was the first thing that you heard? What made you just be like, I'm in, and got you to where you are today with him?
So, I actually have seen him. I did see him in Next to Normal. That was probably the first thing that I saw. Not for him, more for the show, because that
Okay.
show was really important to me at that time. So I did see him in that, and then I had seen him a lot throughout the years. Like in Catch Me and in other things in Graceland and stuff like that. So, but it's kind of been, just kind of a slow burn for me as far as being involved in more of the fandom and the activities of things with him.
So you Next to Normal and Catch Me If You Can. That's unbelievable that you saw that you got to see both of those. Yes. What did so you saw like more for the show? Did you connect with Aaron and his character and just like his talents during Next to Normal? Or like did you take notice of him? Or what was your do you remember your thoughts seeing him in that show?
Yeah, so I remember thinking that, that entire show was one of those like lightning in a bottle type shows, right? Where everybody on that stage was just laying it all out there every single night. But watching him and watching everything he did, moving around that set, going through, that entire show, and because he's climbing up on things and he's running and he's still managing to sing in so amazingly. That it was just it was really interesting to watch, and it was, as somebody who has grown up around Broadway, I mean, I'm an hour outside the city, so I've gone to see a lot of shows over the years. I can usually tell, like, oh, that's somebody to watch, and that's kind of how I felt about Aaron when I saw him, was that he was definitely somebody that was, whether he was going to become as big as he has in other areas of the entertainment world, that I mean, I you can't really say, right? Because there aren't many people that can translate from Broadway to film to TV as kind of seamlessly as he does. But I definitely knew from a Broadway perspective that he was going to have a successful career.
Oh my gosh. How many times did you see him in that in Next to Normal? How many times did you see that show? Just once or?
Next to Normal, no, Next to Normal, I saw 3 times, I think. It's hard to remember because Next Normal back then was you had to do the in-person lottery. So it was like I was like going into the city and going into the lottery a lot. And then you just kind of like, if they call your name, you go and you sit down and you watch the show. So it was like there was a few times I did that, but then there was a few times that I didn't win, obviously. So like that was, yeah,
Okay.
so it was not digital back then.
Oh, wow. That's different too. And then Catch Me If You Can. Can you share your thoughts on that one?
So Catch Me was actually interesting because I was in the city for a completely different reason. I had lunch with some friends and kind of like just kind of there, and I was like, oh, I'm already here, let me go see what's on TKTS. And I was also, well, I still am, but I'm a big fan of Norbert, and so when I saw Catch Me on the list, I was like, oh, let me, I was like, oh, let's see. And they had front row mezz available. And that is like one of my favorite places to sit in any theater is front row mezzanine. You can really get the full experience of everything that happens. And so was kind of what we hadn't heard a whole lot about it up until that point, except that like Norbert was in it, like, and I just loved the speccing, and his interactions with Norbert was amazing. And it was just like, that was the only time I got to see that show because it closed as quickly as it did.
Right. Yes, it did. Well, I mean, that's incredible that you got to see it like that. Wow. Just to hear, just from what he's done with his big numbers in like Sweeney and Moulin Rouge, to have heard his goodbye live, like that had to have been unbelievable back then. But yes. So you said when you like commented that you wanted to do this, that you have had some near misses with him. Can you talk about those a little bit?
So it's very interesting. So like I said, I live right outside the city. I have a lot of friends that work in the industry. I have, so I have people who have done shows with him. I know, I have friends that have done stuff with him. I have worked with people that have worked with him, and I was invited to, there are two specific things that I always find really funny. I was invited to the Graceland premiere that happened at the SNL studios,
Oh my
and
God.
after they showed the premiere episode, they had a Q&A with the cast, and then after that there was like a reception where you got to like meet with the cast and talk to them and do all the things, and it was like at that point I was like excited because Aaron was one of the people I knew in the show, so I was like really excited to get to meet with him and talk to him in that kind of environment. But it turned out that he left and didn't stay for the reception because he had another interview that he was doing. He was actually, that was I think he went to Andy Cohen and Watch What Happens Live that night. So he
Oh.
left and he wasn't there. So it was like, okay. And then I was supposed to go to Elsie Fest the year that he did Elsie Fest in 2015. The morning of Elsie Fest, my dog decided to set the kitchen on fire. So
Oh my God.
I couldn't go into the city.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Wow.
Yeah,
So
so that was, it was just kind of like another situation.
oh my gosh. But the Graceland premiere, that what did they show, like the pilot episode, or how did that, you just watched the pilot with them?
Yeah, so they showed, yeah, so we watched the pilot episode and then they kind of talked a lot. It's similar to some things now where they do like a rewatch podcast type thing where it's like they watch we all watched the premiere and then they talked about it and they talked about their experience and what they, and then they did some questions, they answered some questions and stuff like that. So
Oh my gosh.
yeah.
So after, did it, were there members of the cast that you did get to meet? Like you missed Aaron, but did you get to meet Vanessa or any of the others?
I I met Daniel and he was really nice, and then I got to talk to Brandon, but not for super long because
Okay.
a lot of people were clamoring for them. They were like in a separate little area where people could go and talk to them, and it kind of got really hectic after a few minutes.
Oh
So
wow. Wow, that's an awesome experience to have just been able to watch it with them.
yeah.
Like, so on the t subject of Graceland, what is your opinion of the Paige and Mikey situation? Like if it had kept going, could you have seen them pre-Nextland? Like if it had ended the way it did in season 3, could you have seen Paige and Mikey getting back together, being on good terms? Would you have supported that? Or what's your stance on
No,
no.
I think that that bridge had definitely been
Yes.
no,
Yes.
not at all.
No, I am there
Yeah.
too. The page rage is so real. Like every time you rewatch it, you're just like, oh my God. It's so awful how she treats him. But there's some people that still are like, oh, I think it was going that way. They could have. I'm like, no, too much happened.
No.
And even like that
Yeah.
happening
I am hoping now in Nextland with the way that they mentioned, I thought that the way that they handled that was also really smart because
Yes,
they
yes.
know that there's page rage out there and they're like, okay, we're not going to even touch that here,
Yes. Yes. I love it. I still am not over how casually that just dropped on, like just dropped on both of their Instagrams and were like, what is happening? So that was unbelievable.
I was like, what is this? Because I thought it was for Earth Abides. I didn't even like
Right.
think about it. And then all of a sudden, like Brandon comes out and he's gardening. And I was like, what is this? What is happening? I had briefly heard that they had filmed something years ago, but like nothing ever came of it. They never talked about it. I just
Right.
assumed it was like lost in, the world somewhere. So to see that, it reminded me why I do love the show and why, again, I think it's a interesting situation. Aaron has been lucky in his career to be involved in so many things that I don't think you could recreate. Like Graceland wouldn't have worked with other people, right? So like that cast and crew that were together created such a magical show. I'm still angry that it at how season three ended. Like
Right.
even with Nextland, I'm still angry about it.
Right.
And Nextland didn't help that either, because now I just want more and all of the things, right?
Yes, yes.
But yeah, so that was, but the way that it just kind of was like, oh, it's Monday, and like it just drops and everybody was like, what's happening? What's going on? What is this? Like, I think he was supposed to drop it on Friday, because I think what they were supposed to drop on Monday was that teaser that we saw where it said like 11-1-24, that like 14-second thing. I think that's what we were supposed to get first. And
Right.
I think they just were like, nope, we're just going to drop everything now. Like
Oh my gosh.
that's what I think happened.
Oh my gosh. And even if that 14 second was the one that dropped first, like that would have been even more chaos, I feel like, of like so, like what would that have been? That's just amazing. But so what is your story with what's your story with Moulin
Yeah.
Rouge? Like when did you first see that? Who was your the first like cast that you saw it with? Like who was your first Satine? What's your Rouge story with Aaron?
I saw it with the original cast in 2019, prior to the pandemic, and as a matter of fact, hated the show. Hated it. The first time I saw it, I was like, well, that's a show. And it was not my favorite thing that he had done. And I really didn't think I was going to ever go and see it again. But then the pandemic happened and things went kind of crazy. And I went back when everything reopened, I think more just to support him and to support Ricky and to just be back in that kind of world. And it was a different Satine when I went back the next time. I saw Ashley Loren and she was incredible. And I have come to realize that I think that it was just, A, I was also sitting like when I saw it in 2019, I was sitting like all the way back in the balcony versus when I saw it a couple of years later, it was like right up front and center. So I think that definitely does make a difference in that particular show if you're in the world versus not. And I also just think that I connected more with Ashley than I did with Karen. And nothing against Karen, and that's fine, she's fine. But I think in that particular role, I just connected better with Ashley. And then I kind of really was like, oh, I get it now. Like I get why people fall in love with that show and why it continues to run 5 years later. So yeah.
Well, that's good that you had that chance to have like that little break in between, but then see it with the two different settees just to give you the and two different seats just to give you that different perspective. And then from what I remember, you had some luck with the Sweeney lottery, didn't you? Like you got to see that a few times with like through lottery wins and things. That was lucky.
So Sweeney in and of itself, separate from Aaron, is one of my favorite musicals. I'm a big Sondheim person. I agree that Sweeney is probably one of his more perfect musicals. And so to be able to see Aaron and Sutton do it was really important. And I when it was announced, I immediately obviously bought tickets for very early on in the run. And then I but because of cost, I started entering the lottery every day, and I won the lottery 3 times that I was able to go back and see it. Being able to, and I've won the Moulin Rouge lottery a lot too as well. Like, it's just, I think it's just a matter of playing the odds, really, of consistently kind of just putting, and being flexible. Again, it's like, it's better, obviously better now that it's 24 hours in advance. It allows you to plan for things, but it's hard when it's still, you have to be flexible to be able to do the lottery on any sort of, I mean, there have been times that I've won and I haven't been able to make it work, so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always like, okay, I don't have plans this weekend. I will enter and just like say a prayer and see what happens. But yeah, definitely. It does help having that little bit of notice. And you had the chance to see Cafe Carlyle this past summer.
I went twice to Cafe Carlyle
Okay, and what did you
during
think of
his
that?
run. That was I do enjoy the intimate space of the Carlyle. I definitely think it's a good venue for him. I also think he needs to do more in bigger venues because, I mean, with how quickly places like the Carlyle sold out, and I was glad he was able to add an extra week to the run because I think that that just gave up people more opportunity to see it. I think it was the first time I've seen him in concert that he kind of seemed more relaxed and like really seemed to be enjoying the process. I think that it, of being able to tell the stories and, and just him and Brian having such a great relationship. I mean, getting to see them kind of up close was really great. So,
Yes, I love his
yeah.
stories in concerts, the way
That
he's
was
able
another
to.
actually near miss because the night that I was there, that was another near miss of mine when I was at Cafe Carlo because I was actually in the lobby hanging out in one of the nights that he like walked through it, but then I like left like maybe 5 minutes before he did. So, because I never expect to see him out and about. So like I'm really bad at that because I'll see like later, like we were in the same place at the same time, and I just am so oblivious to the world, I never noticed. So
So, but you'll have the chance coming up to meet him in December. So.
I mean, we don't know that because I, at this point, I've made zero plans for that. And I genuinely don't even know if it's going to happen because in my brain, it's like because I was, supposed to be July and then that got canceled. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even have a ticket. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's close enough now that things are pretty set and it will work out for you to have that chance. And you can tell him about some of your near misses with the
We'll
Graceland and
see.
stuff like that. He'll be like, this is a long time coming. Yeah. But okay,
Yeah.
let me
This is 15 years in the
Exactly. It'll be worth it for sure. Okay. So you've seen him in a few Broadway shows. What is your favorite song that Aaron has performed on Broadway?
Probably Epiphany
Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
would be, watching that, especially watching that up close and seeing him just completely lose, like, and so much even from like his eyes, like if you look at him, you can see just how like unhinged that performance was, which was unlike pretty much anything he had done up until that point.
No, absolutely. And I've talked to others about this too. Like after he finishes Epiphany, when Sutton comes over to like put her hand on his chest, like she's calming Sweeney down, but she's also like calming Aaron down. Like, come back. Like you were just gone. Like, come back, settle down. Let's do, you know what I mean? Like that was unreal watching him go through that, like you said. What is a role that you would love to see him have in the future?
I would like to see him have a chance at doing Dan in Next to Normal, just so he can have that full circle moment for him. And I know he's talked about it as wanting to do that, but I think that Dan is such an underrated character in Next to Normal. He kind of gets pushed aside because of everything that, you know, Diana and Gabe go through. That like he I think is very underrated, and I would like to see Aaron's take on that, especially having his connection with Gabe. I think that that would be kind of really interesting to
Oh
see.
yeah. Absolutely. I would love that as well. Is there a song that you would hope to hear at his upcoming concert? It could be one that he's done before or a new cover.
I mean, one of my favorite covers that he's done is his Billy is the Billie Jean that he did at LCFest, but I don't think that he would do that in one of his concerts there. I think that he has to save that for when he goes back to doing his pop and rock stuff. But in this particular case, I also actually really like the version of Falling that he did, for, you know, and I would love to hear that live.
Yeah. And that was a good one too. And just one more, just for fun. Do you have a favorite Aaron, like hair era? He's had so many.
But other than that, his hair currently is kind of working for him.
Yes, I like the current hair era as well. The longer hair is it for me. Yes. But I don't know. Thank you. Yeah. But thank you for sharing your experiences and love that you got to see him in Next to Normal and Catch Me If You Can. And I can't wait to hear about your experience in December with finally getting to meet him.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, it will work out. It'll work out and it'll be great. Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. I hope you enjoyed hearing Lisa and Francine's Aaron stories this week, and there may be a few more coming in the next week or so. So stay tuned for that. But thank you as always for the support. And if you are looking for more Aaron content, please follow along on Instagram at tivating underscore patiently and over on TikTok at tivating patiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 105.